Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, your witchy doctor, your change advocate, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we try and inspire people to make better choices in their life. And that is really what we're going to talk about today. Today's episode, we labeled Shift Your Breath, Shift Your Life Story. But really what it is remembering the power that you have, each and every individual, to create their reality. We have been incorrectly taught that there is one reality. Similarly, we've been taught there's one history. But my friends, history has been written by the victors. Yesterday was International Women's Day. History has been his story for so many years. And the story of the women who were always there has often not been told. And in recent times, we're trying to change that. And that's great. And we're celebrating women. And women, my friends, are so powerful. We literally create new civilizations and new people. We create something out of nothing. There is an egg inside of us, and we invite in this partner, this sperm. And then with a spark of energy that comes from within, somehow, somewhere, with the invitation to invite in more energy and a new reality, we literally go and allow this egg to fertilize and birth a new human. When you look at an acorn, this teeny weeny acorn, or a seed in the forest, we recognize that that seed actually holds the blueprint to create a whole new forest. My friends, you too are that powerful. Within you, you get to create a new human, a new civilization, or just for yourself, a new reality. Because what we are as humans are literally transformation machines, or what I'm starting to call catalytic creatrix, or a catalytic creator. Because we are the catalyst that literally creates our life. What do I mean by that? We've been taught that we have a nervous system, and we do. We have called it a nervous system for hundreds of years. Now, this nervous system actually has two parts. This nervous system, we say, has a sympathetic system. That's the activated system, the yang energy, the do, 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 the go, the run. It's also fight, flight, freeze, or please. It is the energy of our inner child trying to survive, trying to create and manifest our body's ability to survive. In the parasympathetic nervous system, works in conjunction with the sympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is your rest, digest, relax, reproduce, rejuvenate, or as I like to say, rejuvenate. We resource energy from the universe to heal, to repair. And so the parasympathetic nervous system literally is the system that helps us get back to homeostasis. So what do I mean? What's actually going on in our bodies? This is a little bit of a science lesson. All day long, we have nerve fibers that are taking in energy, sight energy, sound energy, touch energy, temperature energy, pressure energy, taste, smell. We are a sensing being. And we are constantly being bombarded with all different wavelengths of energy. We are energy that we see as matter, because all energy is matter and all matter is energy. That's Einstein's equation of E equals MC squared. When that to me was for years really hard to understand, how am I both energy and matter at the same time? And yet matter, physical sand beings, protons, electrons, humans, bacteria, things, are energy with such a slow wavelength that we, our brains see them as physicality. But when we go into the science lab and we look at how matter actually is seen in the electron microscopy world, matter, protons, the smallest element of matter, the proton, actually behaves as a wave in the science lab. When you put a box of sand, or you put sand in a box, and you introduce sound into that box, so it's an enclosed space that has matter and sand, and you put wavelengths of sound into this box that is sand particles, the sand particles make a new design, and the design is actually determined by the wavelength of sound that you have piped into the box. So, my friends, that tells us that, again, the particles are reacting to the waves of sand. They are the waves of sound. Sound is realigning the molecules that sand make. If you have two boxes of sand and you give them the same sound wave, they will make the same design. If you change the sound wave, they will rearrange their matter to have a different design. You, my friends, are matter that reacts to sound. You are matter that reacts to light. You are matter that reacts to touch. You are matter that changes and aligns with smell and temperature and taste and pressure. How even breath, which is air, breath comes in as a temperature. Breath comes in at a speed. So it is felt. It is a felt sense. And so all this energy is entering your body. And as it enters your body is sensing it. It's feeling it. Now, there's so much energy in the universe, unlimited, an inordinate amount of energy that our little pea brains need to filter. And our pea brains distort, distract, delete. They choose what comes in. They don't choose what come in. It's all coming in. They choose what we notice comes in. So, my friends, our brains are a filter. And our brains are constantly allowing ourselves to filter what we see, what we feel, what we taste, what we smell. And those nerve endings get developed, and it starts at birth or maybe pre-birth, of what it chooses to notice. So we've all had the experience that maybe you buy a red Prius and all of a sudden you start noticing red cars or Priuses. Were there really more red cars or more Priuses on the road the day after you chose to buy one? Or did your brain literally open and close a gate, an electric gate that allowed that to be filtered in? When we're growing up, we learn what is important to filter in and what is important to filter out. So some folks filter in more stuff and they might be overly sensitive to the energy that comes in. And they're able to feel more, perhaps, than another human. Now, we might call them empaths. In the erotic blueprint world, we might call them energetics because their capacity to allow the energy in is bigger. Now, sometimes they may be, in the erotic blueprint world, sensuals because, again, the sensual is very sensitive to their five senses. And what's coming to mind for me right now as I think about this is a sommelier, those wine experts who swish and swirl and spit and sense the cup of wine. And often they can give you so many adjectives to describe this cup of wine. They, with their sense of smell, they can label spices and flowery senses that they sense. When they swish it and swirl it in their mouth, they can give you a litany of discussions of maybe the barrel it was cured in, the spices that they sense, they can literally sense probably the energy of the soil where the grape was grown. They can sense the grape and the variety of grape. Now, it's the same glass of wine that I'm drinking that they are drinking. But they have such a well-developed sense and a story that goes with what they are sensing that they can convert a whole story, an entire novel around that cup of wine that my nervous system is unable to do. They are literally catalyzing that taste, smell, sense that is in their sensations. They take it in, their body metabolizes everything they are sensing, and they can express to the world with their language an entire novelette about that one cup of wine. My friends, they are so powerful. Their nervous system is so well developed. It's not nervous. It's not conforming to doing wine and drinking wine in a correct way. It is catalyzing everything that they are taking in to convert and taste and stay curious and really live almost in empathy with the grape and what it went through to become wine. And it expresses through their language, through their nonverbal language, the sigh and the deep enjoyment. They literally are expressing to anyone in their midst intense feeling back out into the world so we can learn and experience through their language, perhaps, their reality. Now, their reality, very different than my reality, but it's real to them because they knew what to take in. They knew what they wanted to metabolize, and they chose how they want to express it to the world. So, my friends, they were a catalytic creatrix for how they would feel and taste and enjoy that glass of wine. I want you to sit and perhaps allow a sensation into your body right now. Perhaps it's a taste, it's a touch, it's a smell. And during this break, allow yourself to metabolize one sense, and we'll come back and talk about how you created a new reality from just slowing down enough to notice your senses. My friends, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back as we discuss metabolizing your five senses.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. You are listening to Your Healing Playground, the podcast hosted by myself, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. I want to invite you all to go and order Your Healing Playground, the book. It is based on the podcast, but it will give you resources in written form to how you can heal your life through play, through pleasure, through connection. Because, my friends, When we activate this parasympathetic nervous system that I'm talking about today, when we activate our healing nervous system, which again, I like to say our catalytic creator, when we activate, when we catalyze our senses back into rejuvenation and resourcing, we will heal our bodies. We will create the reality that keeps us happy, healthy, and well. And that is why this is such an important topic for me. We have the power with breath, with story, with slowing down to interpret what we're feeling and change the language, change the story, change even how we feel the senses to change our reality. Because what we're doing, sound and energy are coming in. Our body is sensing all the stuff that's coming in. And we have the power to interpret, reinterpret the senses that we're feeling before we express to the world the story, before we accept the story as truth. Because stories, as I mentioned before, are just words on a paper that someone has decided to tell you is true or not. So story, is it his story? Is it her story? Is it your story? Is it my story? Can I change my story? Can I believe the past? Now, the small you, the child you, the unaware you, the younger me, accepted stories as truths because it's all I knew. And our ego is always trying to predict the future. And the only way to predict the future, in a lot of ways, is to base it on the past. And yet we know, the future is not really dictated by the past. We are seeing that more and more right now as we are in this information age and life is speeding up and change is happening so rapidly. But for thousands of years, the only constant was change, but it was happening on such an infinitesimally slow, at a slow pace, that we really couldn't perceive that civilization and life was changing. But when we look now, we see how much change has occurred in the last century. And what we're being told is that this speed of expansion and change that is happening right now in our universe is astronomically faster. So why is this important? We called it a nervous system. Someone labeled it a nervous system. When you use the word nervous, it leads to an awareness of nerves. And we lived in a society where conformity was so, so important. And if you didn't conform to the way others told you you needed to conform, your literal survival was at risk. My friends, we are seeing that even today. In Iran, just a few weeks ago, if you protested against a powerful regime that controlled the military and controlled the guns, you were gunned down and killed. I just came back from South Africa. South Africa lived in a system of apartheid. Now, South Africa is in Africa, and many tribes were living very much in harmony with nature, animals, and the planet. Until Africa was discovered by Europeans who came with white skin and they had not seen blacks before, or they had seen them and felt that they were different and less than, and they didn't conform to the reality that they felt these humans deserved the same rights and responsibilities that they did. And so literally Bushmen, native people with colored skin, were labeled as fauna and hunted down like animals. And over time, a caste system developed. And then after World War II, it was so codified into a system of apartheid that people were literally arrested just because the color of their skin was different than those in power. If they were caught without papers that said, yes, indeed, they were colored skin, they could be arrested and imprisoned. And my friends, these prisons were not prisons the way I thought prisons gave people rights, right? In America, we are taught, perhaps incorrectly, that those in prison still have rights. These prisons, as they were shown to me, were more like concentration camps, where people's dignities was completely stripped, strip searched in public, women and men, subjected to countless indignities, tortured, and many, many didn't survive. Those that did survive found a way to resource from within incredible strength, resiliency, power, and belief that they mattered on this planet, and their reality was that they needed to stay alive to perhaps change the world. We've seen this in concentration camps in Germany and Poland. We saw it in these prisons in South Africa, that having a why, according to Viktor Frankl, who survived, Man's Search for Meaning. If you have a meaning, if you have a why of why you want to survive, the reality that you live in can endure above and beyond torture, depravity, and the lack of rights. And the ability for you to change your reality and to change the world is possible. And my friends, people who left the concentration camps survived depravity, and they didn't ignore their reality. They didn't ignore their five senses, but they chose to change their past and not allow their past to determine their future. They chose not to be addicted to the reality of what was, but to reincarnate and repopulate memories and choices to make a new reality. Nelson Mandela endured 28 years of imprisonment. Once he was out, he found a way to become president and to dismantle the apartheid system, because he chose to change reality. He didn't respond or react with revenge, but instead with truth and reconciliation. And so instead of taking the same history and taking control of the government, the majority leaving, instead of imprisoning and fighting back and taking away the rights of others, he chose rehabilitation. He chose response. He changed society. because he chose to respond in his nervous system. Instead of with anger and revenge, he chose to respond with love and an open heart. And the only thing that can change your life is your response. And when we come back, we're going to talk about using your language, using your breath to reinterpret your reality, to going from reacting reality. If you rearrange the words, if you add energy in E to the word react and move the C from the middle to the beginning. So take curiosity and move react and turn it into creating. You too can create a new reality for your life. So let's take a break and move from reacting to creating. Again, you're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I hope I'm inspiring you to create your life, not from reacting, but from responding.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Please follow me as Dr. Tina Plays as I begin to roll out retreats and membership programs. And for now, let's go back to changing the nervous system into the catalytic creatrix where you can create your life. When we live in our nervous system, again, we've been trained to be nervous. We've been trained to be passive. We've been trained that the past determines our future. We've been trained that if we act differently, we might be killed, we might be punished, we might be attacked. And so our survivor child is trying to survive in the best way it can by using behaviors that it used in childhood to survive. But my friends, we can create a new adulthood. Adulting is about being responsible for your thoughts, your actions, and the stories that you choose to tell yourself. It is about being responsible for creating your reality in your life and not being passive. Now, let me give you a let me give you some tangibles on that. I talked very large about Nelson Mandela and even Mahatma Gandhi, who was also imprisoned in South Africa in the same prison as Mandela, again, because of the color of his skin, who chose not to respond with violence, not to respond with victimhood, but to stand up nonviolently to change his country and South Africa. And again, when you choose to live from your heart, from your values, from how you want to be, you have the power to change your life. And when you change your life, perhaps you have the power to change another. So, you know, when I was little, I did things differently. It's a silly one, but I stood up, I put ketchup on a hot dog, and I got yelled at by my father. I got crushed. He told me, no, I have to put mustard in sauerkraut. And I learned at that tiny little body got in trouble for speaking out and expressing herself differently. Just a few months later, I was in a classroom and I wanted to play with my friend who was a boy, and he invited me into his all-boy club, but I had to, it was called a bat club, I don't remember the story, but I had to bite my arm to prove that I could do what the boys did. And lo and behold, I got singled out during story hour for behaving poorly. And I got sent in the corner I was shamed into punishment because I spoke out of turn. And because in my mind, I was the girl who got in trouble for speaking out. The boy who was also speaking out of turn did not get punished. And so I had a story in my head that women get punished when they speak out. When women do things differently than more powerful men, they get punished. And now I am speaking on a podcast and I am trying to tell people that their language, the words they use and the stories in their head actually affect their internal dynamics, their nervous system, whether they're living in fight, flight, freeze, or please, or whether they are living in rest and digest where they're resourced and they can heal their bodies. My friends, you are a creative, powerful human being that has the power to create the nervous system that activates all the cells in your body. And when you shift from being on guard all day long to being in pleasure, relaxation, and changing the stories, your entire physiology changes. The entire frequency of how the water is vibrating in all your cells changes. That, in friend, my friends, changes what crosses over the cell membranes, what gets activated in your body physiologically. And if you can spend more energy in that calm healing modality, then less energy is being shunted into fight, flight, freeze, please, rumination, on guard energy. And that freed up energy can be repurposed to literally healing the cells in your body. It can be repurposed to improve outcomes in healthy ways. Now, right before this podcast, I got a phone call. It was such a common call that I've been called for. I am a fertility specialist. I deal daily with women who are having trouble creating the reality they desperately want, which is creating new life. They were born to create new life. All women are put on this planet to create to have the power. They can choose whether they create new life or a new business or their own new life. They do not have to make a baby, but they are gifted with eggs and an ovary and usually a uterus and tubes to create new life. And yet we are living in an epidemic of infertility. Now, is that because we have overwhelming chemicals that are poisoning our cells? Perhaps. Is that perhaps because we are living in go, 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 and the body doesn't feel safe to relax into, it doesn't have the enough energetic stores to create a new human being because it is using so much energy just to keep our body functioning because we're breathing too fast and living in fight or flight. We're terrified that we're going to lose our job. We don't have financial stability. Or perhaps we're living indoors 24/7 and we're not getting nature's electrons from the earth and the sun. We're not slowing our breathing down to relax the cells to know it is safe. It is not actually in jeopardy of dying. So it is safe to create new life. These are physiological things that are happening in our society that may be affecting human behavior and human physiology. So some things are happening external, maybe not the right food, not the right movement, not the right rest, not the right sleep, not the right financial situation, not the right safety in your body or in your relationship. All of these contribute to living on edge. The body and the history and the her story is, if I'm not safe in this body, I need to prioritize survival over reproduction. So my friends, a lot of physiology and a lot of sensations through that create infertility. But so too is the story in our head. Because the story of living in the past might create extra nervousness in our nervous system that we don't need. And so my call this morning was from a lady who had had a recent miscarriage and just found out she was pregnant again. Her body remembers the loss. Her body remembers that she didn't get what she wanted. Her body might be protecting her from feeling sad if this pregnancy doesn't go to term. And so her body is sensing any change in that nervous system. It's preparing for the worst. Well, if it prepares for the worst, it actually keeps that body in that fight or flight mode, which might actually not be beneficial for this embryo to get the nutrients from the soil of her uterus, because the blood flow will constrict and not go to that uterus. So my job as healer is to help her change her story. Help her slow down and recognize it's a story that we don't know is true. That perhaps her brain is dosing herself from her past instead of truth. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you how I helped her breathe into a new story, how I helped her notice the story of her past, how I helped calm her nerves, because nerves are just sensation organs. And the power of the heart and the breath, the beating of the heart, the in and out of the breath to move through her body and take her sensations that were coming in and catalyze them into the reality that she wants. We did it in a quick phone call. So come back, my friends, after break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, your doctor, your coach, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are creating new realities on the Inspired Choices Network.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I'm your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you like this podcast, please share it with friends. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple and subscribe so that you can hear from me and reach out so I can connect with you as I connect with all those in my world, in my environment. Now, my friends, transformation happens within. Transformation is your ability to create your reality, to take an infusion of energy, a little bit of E, and move from react to create, to be innovative and activate a new way of being by rearranging the words of reaction to create. Moving that C for compassion and curiosity from the middle of reaction, nervous system, sympathetic, I'm going to die. I'm not dying. I'm going to create my reality. I'm going to change my nervous system. I am going to catalyze compassion and curiosity and create a new future for me. So when this phone call came in and I chatted with this patient, I reminded her, many of us are addicted to the past. We're addicted to dosing ourselves. We dose ourselves with either internal chemicals or external chemicals. We dose ourselves because we love, our subconscious likes to be right. It likes to tell a story and be right. When we are right, we get a hit of dopamine. We get a hit of oxytocin. Dopamine gives us motivation to keep going. We get a hit of oxytocin. That's a hug to our inner self. We get a hit of serotonin where we connect to others through our story. And we get E, endorphins, a decrease in endorphins or endocannabinoids, which lowers the pain. So my friends, when we create stories, we can take those stories and tell them to others, and we actually boast and boost our energy, even though we're creating a reality based on the past that we don't like. Now, we can change our dosing. We can get the same dosing if we slow down and breathe into what is real, what is true, what is happening in the now. In the now for her, she woke up and she had this sensation that she was no longer pregnant. When I questioned her, did something really change? She said, actually, no. But what did happen was she remembered that she had had a prior miscarriage. And she was also made aware of someone else that was pregnant yesterday. Yesterday she was made aware that someone she knew was pregnant. And that led to a whole cascade of sensations in her body. The story she told herself, that person has life easy. I had to do it the hard way. I'm jealous that she got pregnant. What if I'm not going to stay pregnant? What if, what if? And then she remembered a story when she was little that it's bad to judge. It's bad to be envious. So she was, in a sense, punishing herself because she had jealousy and envy of another human. So how could she punish herself? She could chastise herself, and that chastising herself might lead to stress in her body. And if she has stress in her body, she might actually prevent this embryo from feeling safe to attach and to grow and to be nourished. So what I did was point out some of the past stories in her head. We breathe slowly together. When you slow your breath down, and all you can do, really simple, I invite you to do it with me. Take a big deep breath all the way from your root, from your sits bones. Take a breath in. Hold it at the top. As you're holding, take another breath from your heart. As you're holding your breath, take another breath from your head. And one last sniff in. And hold and squeeze and tense all your muscles, all the body, moving the cerebrospinal fluid up from the bottom root, survival body, all the way to the top, your sage, your goddess, your brilliant catalytic creator. And then just say, ah, ah. And my friends, that change in your breath, taking that split second to slow down, inhale, and move the energy through your body changes the pressure dynamics in that nervous system so we can transform from survival into thriving. It literally moves your energy to a new reality, a new future. You go from the past and the story that keeps you stuck in the past into the now. And my friends, life is lived in the now. And when we stay in the now and we breathe, we are bringing breath and mechanical energy and literally catalytic conversion and creating a new reality for your physiology. So story is converted into physiology. And in that split second of breathing differently, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack. I might lose everything I've lived for. Into the now, into the ah, into if I have a story, I am alive and I can change my story. In that catalytic creating, we can change our physiology, our health, our wellness, and life itself, my friends. His story can become her story. Your story can become my story, and my story can become my future story, not based on the past. The past is over. Can you change the rocks in your backpack and creatively put them as a stairway to a new reality, stepping stones to a new you? Because the only thing constant, my friends, is change. Change your breath, change the sensation system that you are, into a catalytic converter and a creator, a creatrix. You don't have a nervous system. You have a catalytic creatrix system.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness. play with curiosity and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.